Hello, I'm David Kerr, Professor of Cancer Medicine from the University of Oxford. For those of you who follow me on Medscape and WebMD, you know that I don't like aspirin. I love it. I think it's a wonderful drug. And there's a lot of work going on just now looking at its molecular pharmacology. There's a recent great paper published by Dr. Hamad and colleagues at the Harvard group, Charlie Fuchs and friends, looking at the role of aspirin as an immune checkpoint blockade inhibitor. It's a lovely study. It's using part of their retrospective sample collection, which have been able to look at the impact of post-primary treatment use of aspirin in patients with resectable colorectal cancer. What they showed was they hypothesized that patients who had tumors with low expression of PD-L1 would be more sensitive to the beneficial effects of aspirin. And in fact, they showed that in a study of just over 600 patients, beautifully statistically analyzed, looking at stratification, taking account of all the other contributory factors that might be tied up with aspirin's use, PIK3CA mutations, COX-2, even looking at balancing, stratifying for tumour-infiltrating lymphocyte, as you'd expect from a group of this quality. The analysis was done very carefully indeed. And what they showed at the end of it was that their hypothesis was correct, that patients with tumours with relatively low expression of PD-L1, brackets also known as CD274, close brackets, was better than those patients who had tumours which expressed higher levels of PD-L1, which aspirin seemed to have no benefits at all. This all fits in with the link-up between the prostaglandin E2 pathway and immune suppression, and the fact that it suggests that aspirin may be yet another potential partner drug that may enhance the activity of the huge excitement around the drugs which block the PD-L1, PD-1, the whole immune checkpoint pathway just now. So a really nice study, very, very carefully conducted, quite compelling results in terms of the survival benefits accrued to post-surgical use of aspirin in patients with low levels of expression of PD-L1. But again, shows the importance of the microenvironment in determining the outcome of tumour behaviour, giving some potential therapeutic insights into why aspirin might be a very useful companion combination drug to use with these rather more expensive, rather more complex immune blockade inhibitors. So an interesting study. Aspirin wins again, and yet more plausible biological mechanisms supporting its use. Grateful for any comments that you make here to post. It would be very interested in your own thoughts on the matter, but for the time being, Medscapers over and out. Thank you.